We're going to call the Labor Committee meeting Friday, December 20th to order. It is just a couple minutes after 12 o'clock. I thank everybody for coming in, particularly under such short notice.
Thank you.
And with the holidays fastly approaching. Public comment is our first item. Seeing no one here for the public. Before we get into our discussion, let's do a quick roll call. Sean Meskey.
Kathy Schwantes.
Fernando Alvarado.
Vicki Davis.
Samantha Beckman.
All right, thank you. Our main item of business today is item number 3, the drug and alcohol testing policies. HR Director Beckman, please.
Okay, so I had attended a webinar put on by the League on Monday in reference to this updated drug and alcohol policy for CDL drivers specifically, but they also did reference a drug and alcohol testing policy for non-CDL drivers as well. But the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which is part of the DOT, has created a national drug and alcohol testing clearinghouse for CDL drivers that goes into effect on January 6th. And this is going to require all CDL drivers to be registered and tracked online on a clearinghouse rather than what we honestly do now is very manual. It's employers need to contact previous employers of the CDL driver from the last 3 years to make sure they have no drug and alcohol related incidents on their record. So this is replacing that policy. Everyone will be registered online and we will enter all drug and alcohol violations online on the clearinghouse rather than having to contact previous employers. So we have registered with the clearinghouse, so we're ready to go. We honestly won't need it until we actually hire another CDL driver, which right now we have no open positions, so that might not be for a while. But we are registered, ready to use it. And then the League also did provide an updated drug and alcohol testing policy for CDL drivers that takes the clearinghouse into effect. I've already developed the release form that will have our CDL drivers sign so that they know we are checking their record on the clearinghouse. This also does require us to check once annually on all of our CDL drivers, so we'll start that in 2020 as well. But then of course you have to check all new hires upon hire when you do that. I also am recommending we adopt the drug and alcohol testing policy for the non-commercial drivers as well. In your packet at the very end, you also did have, this is technically our current drug and alcohol policy, this MMUA one at the very end, it's 74 pages long, that one. This is technically the policy we have on record, but I'm fairly confident it hasn't been updated since January 1st of 1996. When it was adopted. So that is what we are replacing. And this one also only does reference commercial driver's license. So technically we do not have a drug testing policy at all for non-commercial drivers. So I'm recommending we do implement this one as well. The ones that I point out is it's best to have it in place so that we do have on record the reasonable suspicion testing and the treatment program, routine physicals, and random testing. We technically don't have a written policy that addresses any of those things, so we should have a policy that spells that out. Fortunately, we haven't needed to use those while I've been here, but we should have one in case that ever does happen and we need to use those circumstances. This is all League recommended language as well. I think, yep,
even the non-commercial one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I assume the non-commercials do not go into the clearinghouse?
Correct, exactly.
And are we required, if someone were to call about an employee that was a non-commercial driver, to talk about any offenses on this?
If we were contacted about non-commercial driver and they're... It would be whatever is allowed to be public record, we would pass on to other employers. Okay. Yep.
I think this is the step in the right direction for the commercial drivers.
Yep.
Having the onus put on us to have to check all those things and make that... This will streamline that and make it much easier.
Yep. And then in 3 years, now the clearinghouse will have 3 years worth of data in it, so then we'll discontinue the old way of doing things completely. So this will definitely streamline things and make it easier for employers. It does go into also, the employees get notified of everything that's put on their record as well before the employer does. That way they have a chance to contest it and remove anything they think is incorrect. So the employees also, I think this is a benefit to them as well. They know everything that's on their record and everything that's being communicated to employers.
Does that go for the non-commercial driver piece as well?
They're not in the clearinghouse.
Right, I understand that. But as far as things going in their file, et cetera?
Yeah, yep. It would be, I guess they could contest anything in their personnel file. We do have a process for that too.
Okay.
But, yep. This one talks specifically about how you contest the clearinghouse. And this one doesn't have any reference to the clearinghouse.
Right, sure. Questions about either policy?
So I have a question.
Yes, counselor, feel free.
So I'm wondering, do we have any of this for just the regular employees or no?
That's what this one would be, regular, yeah. Yep, anyone who does not have a CDL
drivers.
Would fall under this one. Yeah, it's all employees, not just drivers.
Okay, I just saw the non-commercial driver. Okay.
Yeah, that's just how they're differentiating the policy.
Okay.
For which policy they fall under. So if it's a position that requires a CDL, they fall under this policy. And if it's a position that does not require CDL, they fall under this one. Because we do have several employees who don't need a CDL, but they do use city vehicles frequently, like our inspectors and our building officials. They use city vehicles.
Are you asking about a drug policy for anybody, not just driving?
All employees.
But isn't that covered? Didn't we have that in the handbook?
Oh, yes. We do have that goes into, we have our city driving policy and our safety driving policy, too, that are in addition to this as well.
Okay.
This is just specifically for the drug and alcohol testing.
Well, I think she's asking about drug and alcohol testing.
Yeah,
it doesn't pertain to driving.
Here, you know, alcohol and drug abuse can cause unsatisfactory job performance, increased tardiness, and absenteeism. I mean, that could be for anybody working here, you know.
Yeah.
But we don't do mandatory drug testing to be an employee, do we, at the city?
Only for
driver. I understand,
yeah,
but okay. I think she's asking you on this one.
Yeah. So what if somebody was having trouble with those things, then how do you address that?
Testing-wise or just in general?
You know, like if I work here in the office and I'm coming in drunk every day,
how
do you address that?
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah. Well, then that would be reasonable suspicion testing, because if you see signs of impairment, then and you send them in to get tested, and then it has a whole process for...
But they're not driving
They're not driving a city vehicle.
Doesn't matter. You still can't come to work.
Question.
Yeah. Nope. It's
so this is still that is covered under this policy.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So every
that's all inclusive. In other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Counsel.
Now you're indicating that any new hires will be put into that bank that you're talking about, starting on January 6th.
Yep.
What about how many drivers do we have for the city? And when do they get added to the bank?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I know I saw in there specifically that current CDL holders are not required to register in the clearinghouse yet. It's encouraged, but it's going to have to be required sometime during 2020, because that's when our annual checks start. So they're going to have to register on their own. I don't register them. So if they have a CDL, they're going to have to register in the clearinghouse.
Councilman Alvarado.
Thank you. Will we then, are we going to send out a letter requiring them to join the clearinghouse by X number date or whatever?
We certainly can. I know the Department of Transportation is already doing that also, but we certainly can too as the employer and say, as your employer, we're also requiring that you need to register in this by a certain date. To be honest with you, I was going to probably wait until December of 2020 to do our annual check just because it is brand new, so giving them as much time as possible to register.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some time. It just has to be done annually and we get to choose the time that it's done. So, and I already have the consent forms I'm going to give out to all of our current employees. I'll do that in January when we get there. We have to get four or five things, their acknowledgement signed every year. So I'm going to add it into that. So I'll get their consent in January.
Okay, good.
I'll assume that anybody that we currently have that has had a problem with this, we would already have been aware of that.
Yeah, yep. We've never had any...
Right.
Since I've been here, at least, we've never had any who had any issues when they came on board.
Because we would know that just from reporting.
Yeah.
Any other questions? I think we're probably looking to entertain a motion to move this to council.
I'll make a motion to move the drug and alcohol testing and drug-free workshop act policy for both the commercial driver's policy and the non-commercial driver's policy for the DOT, I guess you might say.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the updated drug and alcohol testing policies. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That does carry. We'll be moving that to the next council meeting. Next item is miscellaneous. Does anybody have anything additional they wish to bring up to the Labor Committee today?
I just had one extra thing, just you'll see it on the agenda on the 6th. For the firefighter para increase and adopting the pay schedule, those technically needed to be adopted by resolution. So they'll just be on the agenda, I think, first thing on the 6th, so we can actually have a resolution vote. So I was just going to make you aware of that.
Is that oversight? Okay. That would be, is you?
Well, I would say, yeah, it's me not knowing when things need to be a motion versus a resolution. So,
all right.
Yeah. So that'll be on the 6th.
Shame.
Yes. Sorry.
I'm over it already. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Anything further? All right, very good. Looking for a motion to adjourn. Made, seconded.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
I don't know.